According to recent data, the number of people living in extreme poverty has halved in recent decades. People in general may have a better life, but there's still a lot of inequality in different countries. A lot of the wealth in the world is in the hands of very few people. The wealthiest 1% will soon own more than the rest of the world's population. That's according to a study by anti-poverty charity Oxfam.
Individual governments have to find a way of reducing this inequality to allow more people to have the opportunity to improve their lives. How can this situation be reversed?
Well, David Breyer from Oxfam mentions a country which has achieved some success in trying to make the poor less poor. He's talking about Brazil.
There are examples we can look to where countries are managing to reduce the gap between the super rich and the rest. Brazil has historically very high levels of economic inequality, and they've been taking just some really sensible measures. Measures around having more progressive tax, around investing in a higher minimum wage and investing in essential public services. You know, there's things that all governments can do that start to reverse this tide.
One billionaire who thinks it's important to pay and create conditions for governments to fight poverty is Bill Gates. The founder of Microsoft earned a lot of money, retired, and, with his wife Melinda, created a foundation to help the poor. He and his wife find this giving to the poor fulfilling. In other words, it makes them happy and satisfied.